Okay, Chesamid Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines in the top of the page. In the English, it's 8B1, second column. Ton Rabban, these are all cases of Kedusha and the responses of the woman, the way the woman responds. Ton Rabban, the Scotchly Bamana, man comes over to a woman, gives her $100 and says, become a Kedush to me with this, you know, money. The Talsa, she takes it. So the Kasa Liyam or Laird. She takes it, throws him, she takes it from him and right away throws into the ocean. Or into the fire. Or Lechol Davarad, anything that destroys it. Ain't a Mekodeshis. She's not Mekodeshis. Why? What?
She's not?
No, because she never accepted it. She has to willingly accept it. By her taking it and right, like, taking it and right, throwing it out back, it's like she doesn't want it.
Right.
The commentary explained, though, that she has to pay for it, though. Hmm. Well, she damaged the guy's money. Right?
Why don't you just tell him, I don't want it?
This is a little bit stronger.
She wasn't sober.
So the Gemara says, 1 minute. But if she throw, what does the Braisa say? That she threw it to a place where it gets ruined. The ocean, the fire, or something like that. What happens if she throws it back in front of his face? You know, just down in front of him. You're telling me you have a Kedushin? That would be a Kedushin? Because the Braisa seems to imply it's only because she threw it into a place where it destroys it. Right? But if she would throw it down in front of his face, it would be Kedushin. The Gemara said, 1 minute. Okay, Amalei, she's basically telling him, she'll take it back. Leibin, I don't want it. So why should it be Kedushin? It's still, she doesn't want it. So Gemara says, Leimi boy, you're right. In both cases, it's not a good Kedushin. Leimi boy, come, it means not only. Meaning like this. Leimi boy, should this sinu kame, do they have a Kedushin? Not only if she throws it back in his face. It's not a good Kedushin, but I would think, but if she threw it into the ocean or the fire, I would think, even the mechayvabu, because now she's liable to pay the money. So I would think, Kedusha Kedush Nafshi. She means it for Kedushin. Why did she throw it back into the fire? Vakahov, and the reason she did it is Sava, she wanted to think, let me check him out, what type of temper he has. And that's the Gemara says like this. If she throws it back in his face, for sure it's no good. Because she doesn't want it. Right? The Braisa is saying even a bigger din. That even if she throws it into the fire, which now she's obligated to pay for it. So I would think the Kedushin is good. She accepted it because she knows now I'm going to have to pay for it. Why did she do it? Because she wanted to check out the temper of the guy. Does he get angry? Or doesn't he get angry? This is a good way of checking it out. I'm going to take the money. I'm going to throw it into the fire. Really, I want the Kedushin. Let me see if he gets angry or not. So the Chiddush is, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is, it's still not a good Kedushin. But if she throws it back in front of his face, which there's no liability, for sure it's not a Kedushin. There was a case in Borough Park, a number of years ago. A girl and a boy were going on a date. Okay? The guy stopped at a red light. The boy was driving. They were going on a date. The boy was stopped at a red light. Without saying a word, the girl right away moved over, put the car into park, and pulled out the keys. Okay, and they stopped by a red light. The light turns green. You know, in New York, they honk before the light turns green, yeah? They're honking, and this is a busy intersection. The girl's not doing a thing. She's just sitting there. Guys are honking, cursing, yelling, screaming. The guy's looking at her and says, give me the keys. No, I'm not giving you the keys. This went on for 5-10 minutes. Okay? Finally, she gave him back the keys after 10 minutes. He said to her, what did you just do? She said, I want to see how temperamental and how much of a temper you have. He said, okay. He drove her straight home. Goodbye. This is what this lady's doing over here. She throws it into the fire. She wants to see what type of temperament the guy has. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it is. It's not a good Kedushin. She doesn't want it. So but, like the Gemara says, she's going to have to pay for it.
This
is really
happened in Ballpark.
Huh?
This really happened.
It's a true story.
It wouldn't happen in Crown Heights.
No, okay.
It wouldn't happen in Ballpark.
God forbid.
So she has to destroy it in front of him, in his presence.
Yeah, if she takes it and an hour later destroys it, then for sure it's a good kedusha. This is only speaking when instantaneously, as soon as she takes it, she throws it away. But if she takes it, an hour later she throws it into the garbage, the kedusha is out because she took it willingly. Now, Tan Rabban, Rabban learned another b'raisa. A guy says to a woman, it's kashli b'mana. Here's, you know, b'mana, become a kodeshes to me. She says to him, t'neim la'abo l'avicha. You know what? Take the money, give it to my father, to your father. The din is, but she doesn't accept the money. The guy is coming over to a woman with money, in front of two witnesses, yeah? Obviously you need two witnesses. And he says, harat m'kodeshes with this money. She says, you know what? Do me a favor. Give it to your father, to my father. She doesn't take the money, she give it to them, ain't a mukadeshes. It's not good. What happens if she says to the boy, amenashi yikablum li, you know what, give it to my father, your father, that they should accept it from me, then mukadeshes. Then it is a good kedushin. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Why does it say, your father and my father? Okay, so like this. The first case is, he gives it the kedushin, she doesn't accept it, but she says, you know what? Give it to your father, to my father. It's not good. If she says, on the condition, you know what? Okay, you know what? Let them accept it for me. Then it is good. So Gemara says like this. Tana Abba, it says, my father, le'edicha kecha deresha, to teach us the power in the first case of the Braisa. That if a man gives money to a woman, and she says, give it to my father, so one might think it is good, because she's saying, give it to my father. So it's still no good. It's still no good. Because she's like laughing at the guy. Give it to my father, I don't want it. Tana Avicha, the second case, when she says, give it to your father, is Leidicha Krechet the Seifa, to tell us the case of the Seifa, that if the guy gives the money to the woman, and she says, you know what, give it to your father that he should accept it from me. So even though she's not saying my father, she's saying your father, it's still a good kedushin.
Why would his father accept it for her?
That's what she says. That's the chiddush. That because she said, let your father accept it from me, it's still a good kedushin. Even though it's not her father, she's saying, but if that's what she said, and the guy gives it to the father, obviously, he has to give it to him, if not there's no kedushin, right? But then, the father becomes her shliach, her agent to accept a kedushin. If a woman makes a shliach, right? We're going to see this a lot later in the Gemara, but there's, the man can make a shliach, and the woman can make a shliach, right? Normally, kedushin works, the man comes over to the woman directly, gives her the money in front of two witnesses, and everything's fine. We find that Chumash Avram sent Eliezer, right? Eliezer was the shliach. Yitzchok didn't go, right? Who did the Kedushin? Eliezer did the Kedushin for Avram, or for Yitzchak, whichever way you want to look at it, right? So the Chosin can make a Shliach. Or the Kala can make a Shliach. Right? Now if the Kala sends a man, go to that boy, I know he wants to do Kedushin with me, right? Go to that man and accept the Kedushin for me. The second the man gets the ring, she's Mukadeshes. So basically, in this case, in the second case, when she says, give it to your father, let your father and my father accept it from me, she's making them a shliach. So as soon as they get the money, she becomes mukadeshes.
The case of Avram, Yitzchak Avinu knew that Avram Avinu was sending a shliach to...
Yeah, because Yitzchak was 40 years old.
Was he?
What?
Yitzchak was away, Yeshiva or somewhere?
Yeah, with the Ganeid, but whatever. But he did it with Yitzchak's consent, obviously.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be.
Right.
Like in the old days, they used to marry each other off to each other. They didn't even see each other.
Until the chuppah. Yeah, but that was only for a kid under by, a boy over by mitzvah needs to do it himself. So you must say Yitzchak agreed to it. A father can't... You have a boy over by mitzvah, right? You can't do kedushin for him with a woman. Who gives you the right to do it?
Well, it sounds like what Abraham did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yitzchok had to agree to it. If your son, anybody's son, over bar mitzvah, says to the father, you know what? Find me a girl. And you go to a girl that you like, and that's, you do kedushin for your son is mekudesh to her.
Okay. Because you send him as a shliach.
And he didn't say who, what, when, where.
Yeah.
Right?
Wasn't Isaac's wife
2 years old? Yeah, but I'm saying Yitzchok, though. Yitzchok had to send Avram or Eliezer for that matter, even though it's before Matan Torah. But you know what? The same thing is with a get. A man can make a shliach to send a get, right?
Yeah.
But then, until the woman gets the get, she's not divorced. Right? Because the shliach is the extension of the one that sent him. Right? So if a man, Reuven, sends somebody to give a get to his wife, so the shliach is Reuven. Right? So until Reuven or the shliach gives the get, the woman's not divorced. But if a woman makes a shliach to accept the get, the second the shliach gets it, she got it. Now, what happens though, and we'll see this later by Kedushin also, what happens if the woman says to the shliach, bring me the get? She's making a shliach not to accept the get. Bring me the get, then she has to get the get to be divorced. Because he's not a shliach to accept the get for her, that's instantaneous. As soon as he gets it, she's divorced. Right? But when she says, bring me the get, so then until she gets it, she didn't get it. So that's the question. Okay.
Can a woman send the shliach to get a get?
Yeah, sure.
To receive a get, but
to receive
a
get. She can only receive the get. But a man, a husband, cannot make a shliach for a man who's giving a get can't say to a shliach, I want you to be the shliach of my wife to accept the get. He can't do that. Because
right.
She has to make the shliach, not him.
Right.
He can make a shliach to do his job. He can't make a shliach to do somebody else's job. Right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned another din. Similar din. His kachli b'mana, become mukadashis to me with mana. She says to him, Tanein agabi sela. You know what? Put it on top of the rock. There's a rock over there. She says, you know what? Put the money on the rock. Ain't no mukadashis. It's not mukadashis. What happened? Ema yasela shalah. What happens if it was her rock? She owned the rock. And she says to the man, put it on my rock. Then mukadashis and it's good. Why? Because the rock is acquiring it for her. Because it's her rock. But if it's not her rock, then they can't.
What if it's not her rock and she takes it? When she takes it, she's not...
No, that's not kedushin, because he didn't give it to her.
That should be straight.
Yes.
Rabbeinu, can the shliach hire another shliach to do a job?
Shliach, if you make that condition, yeah. Today, when they give a get, right, even though they're handing it to them, but they still cover all bases,
right?
Like they say. So what they say is, I'm appointing the Bezdin to give the get, even if it's many, many messengers along the way, I'm giving you the opportunity for shliach to make a shliach to make a shliach. Because let's say the woman lives in New York, and the man lives in L.A., right? And they don't want to see each other, okay? So they send a get with Bezdin. Okay, they write a get in L.A., but they have to send it to New York to her, right? So they need to point along the way. The Bezdin, there is the shliach of the Bezdin here to give the get. The male is the shliach of the Bezdin here to send the get. You know, there's a bunch of... that's what they say. I'm giving permission to the court to appoint a shliach, and that shliach can appoint a shliach up to 100 shluchim. I don't remember the exact, something like that they say. I think up to 100 shluchim you can make to receive the get.
Can the Bedin mail the get to the woman?
Not straight to the woman. Because there's a process of receiving the get.
Right.
So they'll mail it to a Bezdin, certified mail. The Beis Din will get it in New York, let's say. The woman comes to Beis Din, and they have to give her the get. You can't just send the get in the mail.
So they don't have to face each other at any time?
If you want to do it cheaper, yeah. It's much more expensive because you're putting more people involved. They charge more. No, technically not. The easiest way is when they see each other. Right? But sometimes, let's say they both live in L.A. This happens many times. They live in L.A. They don't want to look at each other. Okay? So the man will go to the Beis Din here, write a get, appoint the Beis Din as a shlich to give the get. He goes out, you know, goes home. An hour later, 2 hours later, a day later, whatever, the woman comes to Beis Din, and they're the shlich of the husband. They give the get to the wife. So they don't have to see each other. Even in the same city, they do it sometimes.
Somebody's asking me this question, exact question.
So it could be done. They charge more. I'm telling you right now, they charge more for it. But it could be done. Yeah.
And the same goes for Kiddushin?
Kiddushin also? Well, what do you mean? Like what?
We were exactly.
A guy can make a shliach.
We're just saying that she put it on the seller.
No, she didn't put it on the seller.
He put it on the seller.
She says to him, put it on the rock.
Right. And if the rock belongs to him, to her.
Then it is Mukadashis.
Right. So if the rock is a person, a shliach.
Then it's no problem. If she says, give it to him, yeah. Okay, boy, Rabbi, so now Rabbi asked the question. It says like this. If it's not her rock, it's not a good Kedushin. If it's her rock, it is a good Kedushin, right? What happens, boy, Rabbi, Sela Shel Shnei Amahu? What happened if the rock belonged to both of them? His and hers. So the Gemara says, take. We don't know. Which means it's a Suffolk Kedushin. And she would need a get, unless she wants to redo the Kedushin and marry her. Okay, now, next case. He's Gashli Bekikar. A man says to a woman, become betrothed to me with a loaf of bread. Like we said, you can give anything that's worth money. Not on Pesach. On Pesach you couldn't do it, because chometz is valueless. Okay? But during the year, a man says, here, become a kedush to me with a loaf of bread. And she says to him, Taneo lekelev. You don't give it to the dogs. Einam kedushes. Not a good Kedushin. Because she's like saying, I don't want it. Give it to the dogs. What happens in Mahaya Kalif Shalah? What happens if it was her dog? And she said, give it to the dog. And it happened to be her dog. Mukudashis. Then it is Kedushin. Because
she's profiting from it, right?
No, she's gaining, right.
Yeah, but she might not know.
And then you can't say she didn't want the Kedushin. If she says, you know, give it to the dogs, what does that mean? I'm not interested. But if it's her dog, you can't say she doesn't want
you. But she might not know. She might not know. But if the guy gives it to her dog, she might not know that.
She's telling.
No, but she's benefiting because the dog ate it.
I know that, but then she might not want to marry this guy. So give it to the dog anyway. Give it her dog anyway.
Well, the Gemara says it's mukudashis, and she would need a get if she doesn't want to marry him.
Does she have matter?
Yes.
If she meant like
it. No, the Gemara says mukudashis whether she says I didn't want it or not. Because the Gemara says that expression is acceptance.
So in other words, give her that dog over there. As it turns out, that's her dog. Now, she doesn't want to marry the guy. Now she has to get a get?
Yeah. Boy, Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked a similar. What happens? The scenario is like this. There's a man and a woman, and the woman is being chased by a dog. Okay? And he's about to give her the bread for Kedusha. And she says, you know what? Give it to the dog. And it's not her dog. But
she's benefiting.
She's benefiting because the dog will stop chasing her.
You're making a good movie,
Andrew. This is great. The Gemara says like this. What's the din? Do we say, the benefit that the man is receiving from the animal, you know, that he's stopping the animal from running. Do we say, gomro makna lenafsha? That she gives over the Kedushin. I mean, she's willing to give herself over for Kedushin. So it would be good. Or Dilma, listen to this. Dilma Matzi Amala, she can tell him afterwards, listen. You have an obligation to save me from the dog anyway. You have a biblical obligation. Remember, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Samer al Damrei Yecha. If you see somebody getting hurt, you have a mitzvah to stop him. So she can say to him, listen, I am not benefiting from the dog, from the bread, because you had an obligation to stop the dog from attacking me. So what do you want from me? I never got anything from you. You have to do it anyway.
Because she was under duress.
Why?
She was on the terrace. Dogs chasing her.
Well, that's the Gemara's question.
For her life.
Do we say that the fact that she said give it to the dog, and the dog's chasing her, so she gets benefit from it? Or do we say no, that she could tell the man, listen,
do the mitzvah that you have.
You have to do the mitzvah. What do you want from me?
That's a good wife.
Great. That's why they're not married. So the Gemara says, Taiku. Again, it's a shiloh. We don't know the answer.
Why? Why should this be taken?
What?
And also before, why should it be taken?
By the way, again, the Mefarshim explained she would have to pay for the bread. Because there's a din in halacha. No. Well, the Gemara says Taiku. We don't know. But the din is that if you're in danger, and I spend money to stop you, from getting hurt, yeah, you have to reimburse me. You can't say you have a mitzvah and therefore tough luck. The mitzvah have to save you, but you have to pay me back the money that I spent to save you.
Like in another case, you learn you have a very expensive barrel of wine.
Yeah.
And then you have your cheap wine.
And you empty out your wine, right?
And he has to pay for your wine, right?
Right. That's the same. No, it's the same din. Exactly the same.
What's that din?
The difference is that there's property, and this is bodily. This is her body's in danger from the dog.
Even though he's biblically obligated to save her, but it doesn't say at any cost. Does it?
No, that's why the halacha is you have to pay. If the man spends money to save the woman from the dog, then she has to pay for it. Why should he pay for it?
He has a biblical obligation.
He has a biblical obligation to save it, but not at the expense of money. She has to pay it. Listen, a doctor has a biblical obligation to heal a patient. Virapa yirapa. Yeah? Therefore, the guy says, listen, I don't have to pay you the doctor. The guy can say, hey, why should I pay the doctor? He has a mitzvah, you got to do it. What do you want from me? It doesn't work like that.
But it says you have to pay a doctor bill.
You have to pay somebody else? No, if I damage you, I have to pay the doctor bills. I'm saying.
I know. That's where we learned that a doctor is supposed to heal you.
Right, and you have to pay for it.
That you pay your doctor.
Right. There, yeah. Okay. Now he says like this. He's actually bekika the same similar case. A man says to a woman, "Become a kodeshes to me with a loaf of bread." She says, "You know what? Taneo la'ani, give it to the poor person." It's a poor person standing here. She says, "You know what? Give it to the poor person."
Sure.
And what?
Not just any poor.
Right. A person that's there. Ain't a mukadashis. It's not mukadashis. Afilo ani asamach halal. Even if the poor person is normally supported by the woman, it's still not a good kedushin. She's benefiting because now she doesn't have to give him a loaf of bread because this guy did. My time on Malay. Because she can say to him, what do you mean it's my obligation? Just like I have a mitzvah to feed the poor, so do you. You also have a mitzvah to feed him. Okay? So therefore, all she said, the Gemara is thinking, it's not a good kedushin. You know why? She's not telling him, do it for me. She's telling him, you see that poor guy? You have an obligation to feed him. Give him the bread. But I don't want kedushin. So it's not kedushin.
And she's not benefiting.
Correct. Because she says to him, just like I have an obligation to give tzedakah, so do you. Why am I better than you? So all I did was tell you, you know what? Do a mitzvah. Give the guy money. Then the Gemara says, there's a hu gavra. You see this weird cases of these people. I mean, this is a true story, the Gemara is coming up. A hu gavra was a guy that have a zobin that he was selling Chumna pesayochsa, tin buttons or glass beads. It's only beads. Also, this woman came to him and said, "Hey, havli chada shucha, give me one string of beads." So the guy said to her, "Amala, even alech mekachili. If I give you the string of beads, will you become mukadeshes to me?" Amala, she said, "Have him ever give it to me." This is the case. A guy says to a woman's, this is a guy selling beads, yeah? The woman comes to the man, says, give me a string of beads. The man says, listen, if I give it to you, become a kodeshes to me? She says, just give me the beads. Give me the beads. So now the shaila is it kedushin or not?
Trick.
But with one thing is very important to me. If you look in the Gemara, Hava Meve, it's a double expression. Give it. Okay, in English, you translate, do give it to me. But in Hebrew, because the Gemara is going to comment about this soon. She said, give it to me. Double expression. Okay. Amar Rav Chama, and Rav Chama said, Kol Hava Mehava Laf Klumi. Whenever a woman says, give it to me, it means nothing. In other words, she's not telling him I want Kedushin. Or she says, give me the beads. That's all. So Rav Chama Paskins, it's not a good Kedushin. Because she never accepted this Kedushin. She just wanted the beads. So the guy says, if I do it, you come with Kedushin to me? She said, you know, basically she said, don't hack me a China, just give me the beads. So even though he gave her the beads, Rav Chama says it's not Kedushin.
She says once.
Once I will see in the Gemara. Ahu Gavra, another case. Ahu Gavra was a guy, Dava Koshasis, Tessa Medalev.
Thank you.
Dava Shasis, Tessa Medalev, five lines in the top. Okay? Ahu Gavra was another guy, Dava Koshasis, Chamer Bechanusa. He was drinking wine in a store. I was drinking wine. So this woman comes to the guy. He's in a bar, drinking wine, okay? Or mashka, whatever. She comes to him and he says, Amalei, have the chadkos, give me a cupful. You know, give me a cup of wine. Amalei, so the guy says to her, listen, even the lach mekatsheli, if I give it to you, it'll become a kadeshus to me. So she said, you know what? Ashkoya ashken, pour me a drink. Double expression though, ashka ashka. Pour me a drink. Amen Rav Chama said, Kol Ashkuya Ashkain Lav Klumi. Or when she says, pour me a drink, it is not Kedushin. Even though the guy said, if I give you, will you become Kedushin to me? And she didn't say yes. See, if the lady said yes, then for sure it's Kedushin, right? Because he says, if I give it to you, you become Kedushin to me. And she says yes, there's no question. Here she says, all she said, give me the drink. So if he gives it to her, Rav Chama says, still not a Kedushin.
He's
not very sneeze.
That lush. What if he asks her after the fourth ghost?
No, that's I know, I heard. Let's be the next case. Ahu gava dava koshadu tamina medikla. There's a guy throwing dates down from a palm tree. You know, you have to climb all the way up and throwing down the dates. This woman came to him and she said, shadali tarti, throw me two of the dates. Hey, throw down two dates for me. Amalasi said, Ishadina loch mekatsheli? If I throw it down, will you become a kodeshes to me? Amala, she said, listen, shtay mishta, let's throw him down. So Amar Rav Zvid said, kol shad mishta lav klumi. It's worthless. Okay? Taisis over here says, why is the Gemara saying the same case three times? Think about it. It's the same case. Three times, why is the Gemara saying, so Tasis and a little Tasis over here says, because to teach us, it doesn't help of anything. Not by eating, not by drinking, and not by anything else. So the Gemara mentions three cases, eating, drinking, and throwing dates down. To teach, what the Gemara Tasis is saying, is emphasizing, in any possible case, that the woman says, give it to me, and the guy says, if I give it to you, become kodeshes to me, and she says, you know, just give it to me, it's no good.
She have to pay for it, or is it a gift?
It's a gift.
That has to always be too kosher.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're speaking that's not a problem.
That woman in the wine shop, like I said before, she's not very religious or religious. She wouldn't be in a court.
So those
most religious women wouldn't be caught dead in a wine shop with a man in this day and age. Having drinking wine.
Oh, nobody goes to bars today.
Religious women. Not religious women.
It wasn't the bar. It was a wine shop.
Most religious women would go to buy.
Excuse me. They're sitting in. I don't want to use any name of any particular restaurant in L.A. You're sitting in an exclusive L.A. restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A guy has a meal with a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
The lady from the next table says, "Hey, can I have a cup of wine?"
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
And the guy says, well, if I give it to you, it'll become kadashas to me. I mean, that was what's so funny? That was the case.
Must be good wine.
That was the case. What's the case? A guy was sitting in a shop drinking wine, and the lady said, give me some wine. So he says, if I give it... what's so funny about the... That's the case the Gemara
says.
No!
He was serious?
You better believe he's serious. If he's joking, what's the problem? I mean, for sure it's not a kedushin.
Oh, yeah. These days it costs $100,000 to get married,
or a lot more to get divorced.
I mean, the weirdness of it is that a guy should say on the spot, you become a kedushin. That's just to me. I mean, anyway. So now the what?
I understand what you're saying, but. In this particular one, it's like she wasn't very religious and going in the wine shop.
She said that already.
But I told you, they're in a restaurant.
So,
is
that what it means, a restaurant?
Yeah.
A restaurant in the old
days? An exclusive LA restaurant.
Okay.
Alright. Now, we said before in the Gemara, in all three cases, the woman said a double expression. She said, Havin Nave, right? Havin Nave. Then she said, Ashuke Ashkayin. And then she said, Shadim Mishda. Throw down, there was always a double expression. So the Gemara asked, Siboilu, who the Shaila was, what happens if she said it only once? Give, pour, and throw. And she didn't say it twice.
It's even less likely to be good.
No. So the Gemara says, Amaravina Mukudeshis. It is good.
Yeah.
1 second. Why? But 1 minute. That's what Ravina. Let's see the next guy, and then we'll discuss it. Rav Samar Bar Aksa Amar. Rav Samar Bar Aksa is not a popular name in the Gemara. He says, Taga the Malka. He said, I swear by the crown of the king that Eina Mukadash is not good. Ravina said, it's a good Kedushin. And this person says, I swear by the crown of the king that's not a good Kedushin. No, whatever.
Ravina was doing Persian.
Yeah, all of them were just Gemara. So Gemara says, Hilchasa ain't a Mekadeshes. Gemara rules. Halacha is not a good Kedushin. Ravina says that when she says give, it's like a more refined expression of consent. When you say give, it means, pardon my French, shut up and just give it to me.
Right.
Okay? If she says give it to me, it's more refined, so it sounds more like an expression, maybe Ravina says, of Kedushin.
It's more to the point.
It's just more edel that she's not making fun of the guy. But Rav, what's his name? Rav Samar Bar Aksa says, no, even then it's not. She didn't say yes. In other words, they hold, if the woman wanted Kedushin, she would have said yes. He asked her a question. If I give it to you, will you become Kedushin to me, right? So they said, if she says yes, it's Kedushin. If she doesn't say yes, she says, give it to me, that means she's not interested in Kedushin. Ravina said, the fact that she says it once is more edel, more refined, maybe she is consenting to Kedushin. But
I thought, I was wrong, but I thought that Ashkin, like, or the other two expressions, give, like, not in Titan.
No.
Not in Titan, like, for sure you should give. When it's a double expression.
Yeah, but if you think about it, the double expression means...
For sure you should give.
Yeah, but I'm not interested in the Kedushin. She's telling me, be quiet and just give to me.
Just give.
But Ravina also, she only said it once, it's more refined, so she accepts.
It's like give. It's right. More settled.
Okay, now the Gemara rules, two more rulings of Gemara that we learned a few pages ago. Vehelchasan, another din is Shiroi silk leitzricha shuma. Before there was an argument between Rab and Rav Yosef. If a guy gives a woman silk and says, become a kodeshes to me with this silk. Okay? So the Gemara said like this. If she doesn't know, if he didn't say how much it's worth, for sure it's not a kedushin. Right? If he says it's 50 and it's worth 50, so then there's an argument between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi said it was good because he said it's worth 50 and it was worth 50.
What is the object?
Silk. And Rav Yosef says no. She doesn't trust him. She wants it appraised. Mm-hmm. Until it gets appraised, she doesn't accept the Kedushin. If it got appraised and it's 50 and she accepts, it's fine. But until then, it's not Mekadesh. So the Gemara said, what's the halacha? It does not need to be appraised. But again, that's only in the case when he said it's worth 50 and it was worth 50. Then it's a good kedushin. The next thing they say, Hilchos Rab Elazar, okay, the halacha is like Rab Elazar. What did Rab Elazar, we learned before, if a guy says, become mekudashes to me with $100, and he gives her a dollar. So Rabbi Elazar said before, it's a good kedushin. The rest is a debt. And there's not all 100 kedushin, right? He says, become mekudashes to me with $100. He gives her a dollar and she takes it. So Rabbi Elazar says it's mekudashes right away, but he has to pay the debt of another 99.
Are they married until she pays?
When he pays, it's retroactively good.
For 99 years, they're married.
But until, they can't live together until they give.
No, because he might not fulfill the condition. Oh no, the one we learned with this Machlis Rishenim. One Rishenim said before, the Kedusha is right away.
And then he owes
it. He owes it the money, no matter what happens. He owes it, right. And the last thing is, Hilchus HaKeravam Rav Nachman, the Allah is also, like we learned before, Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, that it means, if a man says, become Kodeshes to me with $100, and he gives her a collateral, so he said before, it's not good. Because he's not giving her anything, because the collateral is his. So he's not giving her anything, so the Kedushin is not valid. So the Gemara just makes the rulings now of certain cases we learned in the last few pages. Okay. Now the Gemara finished, meanwhile, with the money issue. With the money issue. Now the Gemara is saying, there was a, in the Mishnah says, a man could do Kedushin with a woman, with kesef, money, or shtar, a document. Right? So the Gemara is going to discuss now what is this shtar all about? Like, how does it work? What does he write? On what does he write? What does he do? Huh?
Shatari.
Shatari. Is it shatari a camel? What's shatari?
Oh, shatari. That's shatari.
And a monk, she used to teach it to me. Anyway. Tal Rabban Rabbanan learnt. Bishtar keitzad. The Mishnah said, Kedusha is with a shtar. So, like, how does it work? So Gemara says like this. Kosev la ala niyar, he writes the husband-to-be, you know, the guy that's doing the Kedushin, right, the man, writes on a piece of paper, all on a cheres, or on a piece of earthenware, anything. Any type of material. Afo pi she'en be'shava pruta. Even though it's not even worth anything.
The paper?
The paper is worth a half as pruta.
Or the
either doesn't matter. Whatever he's writing it on. The man writes on a piece of paper, even if it's not worth anything. He writes to the expression like this. Bitcha mukadashisli, your daughter is mukadashis to me. Or bitcha mu'arasisli, your daughter is betrothed to me. Or bitcha lili into, which is Aramaic, that your daughter will be my wife. In all these cases, that is a mukadashis. Okay? Now, even though the halacha would apply if a girl is old, over 12 and a half, that where she's under her complete jurisdiction, the same thing would apply. But the Gemara is saying that even if the kid's a little girl, where the father makes the kedushin of a girl, because a girl is not able to receive her own kedushin, okay? Over 12 she could receive the kedushin, but the father gets the money, right? But after 12 and a half, the girl's completely on her own. The father cannot do kedushin for a girl over 12 and a half. Right? Just like you can't do for your son, a man can't do for a girl over 12 and a half. So the first, the Gemara is discussing the case when the father is involved, because the girl's under bas mitzvah. Right? So a guy writes it on a piece of paper, he has to give it to the father, because the father accepts the kedushin. Right? If you want to do kedushin with money for a girl under 12, you deal with the father, you don't deal with the girl. You give the father the pruta, the money, and you say, your daughter is mukadeshes to me. If the father accepts it, the girl is mukadeshes. Right? That's it. So the same thing with shtar. He writes on a piece of paper, take a piece of paper, let's say a pruta, for argument's sake, is a dime. And a single sheet of paper is a 5 cents. Right? So it's not a pruta. He writes on a piece of paper, your daughter is mukadeshes to me, your daughter is mukadeshes to me, your daughter is my wife, your daughter is, you know, whatever.
Any of those.
Any of those expressions, you give it to the father, the girl's mukadeshes.
As long as the girl wants it. No,
if it's under bas mitzvah, you don't need the girl's.
Even if she doesn't want it. Why?
Right.
What's the chiddush of this Gemara? That there's no money involved?
No money.
Yeah, how does shtar work? No chiddush. The Gemara is just explaining. The Mishnah says, kasef, shtar, or bia. So how does shtar work? Because if the paper is worth money, then you're doing kesef also. Right? You're giving her something valuable. Here speaking, you're not doing money. You're doing the shtar process. Shh. You're doing the shtar process. So one second. So he says, Mask of Lord Abzeir by Mammals. Abzeir by Mammals says, Hale Dami, Hai Shtar, Lishtar Zivin. This document is not similar to the document of sale. And then I was going to explain why. Hossam, okay. How do you sell a field? The Gemara says later, as a Mishnah later, you sell a field also with money, shtar or chazaka. How do you acquire a field? Okay. Not tangible items. Land or slaves is acquired by either paying for it. If you want to sell me land, I give you even a dollar down payment, I acquire the land. Or shtar. Okay. Now, by selling a field, who writes the document? The seller or the buyer?
The seller.
The halacha is that he's quoting. The seller does it. Right? Who's the seller in this case? The father or the man of Kedushin?
The father.
The father's the seller. He's selling his daughter. Right? So, Wazvinu would have Nabzeda by Mamal asked a very simple question. It should be the other way. The father should write the document to the man. The Gemara is saying, what's the how do you do Kedusha with Shtar? The husband writes to the father, your daughter is Mekudeshes to me. Right? The father is the seller. The man is the buyer. He's buying the woman. Right? He's buying the girl for Kedusha. Right? So by selling, who writes the document? The seller. So why over here is the buyer writing the document? The man. The man, the father should write the document.
But he's acquiring. He's buying something.
What's he buying?
Why should the seller be the one who makes the stuff?
Who does it by selling?
The seller makes the invoice.
The seller has to sell the field. If the buyer writes, buyer writes a document in halacha, if the buyer writes the document, I'm buying your field, it's not a good shtar. The seller has to give it.
But the husband is making.
I can't take your field if you're not giving it.
Right, that I can't makes write sense. Something and say I took your field.
I took your field. You have to write. You're selling the field, right? Now, so by selling, the seller writes it. So you might say, why by kedushin does the buyer write it? Who's the buyer? The man is the buyer.
He's making promises.
Who's giving the daughter?
The father.
So the father should be writing it.
But the husband is the one who's making promises, giving his word. He's giving.
One minute. The buyer also makes a promise. He's going to pay. What do you mean buying? What
is it? The buyer is not paying. The seller is paying.
The seller pays? Well, you're a good businessman. The seller pays.
The buyer is paying.
Seller pays.
Seller pays. Sells
tax. Sells sales tax. Oh, yeah.
You'll make a lot of money with them.
So Maskel, let's see it inside. Maskel or Azer Bamamel, Holy Dome Hashtar, why is this shtar different? The shtar's vina than a regular selling document. Hasa Mecha case of by buying and selling a field. The seller writes, Sade Mechudulach, my field is sold to you, right? Hacha Baal case of Bitcha Mekudashistli. Here the buyer, meaning the husband, is writing the document. Why is there this difference between the writing of the documents? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says like this. Hasa min yana dekra, hacha min yana dekra. Rava says like this, even though he's not going to stay with this answer. But Rava says like this. Let's look at the psukim that talk about buying and selling and kedushin. It says like this. Hasam ksiv, by selling, the Torah's expression is, umachar me'achuzasei. He will sell his land. Because in Torah, there's an interesting halacha. Doesn't apply today. When Jews were in Eretz Yisrael, in Parshas B'chukaisa, it says that if you're broke and you need to sell land, it's only until Yovel. Right? Yovel, all the lands go back. So the Gemara says, Rashi brings it down in Chumash, a person is not allowed to sell property unless he's mamish broke. You can't sell property in Israel for profit.
Even to a Jew?
Yeah. Because it only goes until Yovel. Yovel goes back. So the pasuk says, if a person becomes poor, and he sells his land, so the Torah says, goes back by Yovel, right? What does the Torah say over it? The Torah is speaking not about the buyer. The Torah is speaking about the seller. Right? That's what he sells the field. By Kedushin, it says, Ki yikach ish isha. If a man will take a woman.
So he's the one.
So the Torah speaks about the buyer. By Kedushin, the buyer. So the Gemara says like this. You know the difference between selling and Kedushin? By selling, the Torah uses the word, he sells his property. So over there, the seller is the one that does it. By Kedushin, the Torah's expression is, when a man will take a lady, so the Torah is speaking about
acquirement
of the Baal, of the man, so he writes. That's what the Gemara answers.
What's the Kedushin?
Because the Gemara is going to refute it in a second.
What did we just say?
What do you mean what we just said?
By a land, you're...
The Torah's expression is, you sell the land,
right.
So the seller writes it. By Kedushin, the Torah says, the man will take the woman, so the man writes it. So the Gemara says like this. Huh? But the Gemara asks, no. I'll show you by selling, the Torah also speaks about the buyer. Huh? But there's another pasuk that says, Sadeis bakesef yiknu. You should buy fields with money. So what is the Torah talking about over there? Not the seller. The Torah is talking about buying land. Right? Okay, so the Gemara answers like this. You know what? Karibe, don't read it, yiknu, acquire. Read it, yaknu, will make acquire. You know, in there's no vowels, right? There's a passage that says, this was when the Eid went into Golus. Yirmi, I would think it is telling the Jewish people, the Navi Yirmiyo is telling the Jewish people, you know what? You should buy fields with money.
In Golus?
When they're about to go into Golus. Sell the fields and then you'll have the document and whatever. So he says over there, you should buy fields. So the Gemara says, you see it also talks about the buyer. So the Gemara says, no, don't read it. Yiknu, that they'll buy. Read it, yaknu, that they'll make buy. Meaning the seller again. Don't read the pasuk as far as the buyer goes. Change the vowels and you'll read it, yaknu, that they'll make acquire. So again, the Torah is speaking about the seller. So the Gemara says, that's why the seller writes the document. So the Gemara says, my time akarisa be yaknu, why are you reading the word as yaknu, meaning to sell? Because it says machar. So it says, you know what? Read it be ki yakach. Who says ki yikach? Mean the man will take the woman. Why don't you read it yakach? Yakach means the father gives the daughter. Not the man acquire takes. The man is given the land, the woman. Because it says, as biti nasati l'ishazeh, the Torah says also, the man says, I gave my daughter to this man. So what does it say in the Torah? Who's giving? The father, not the man. So the Gemara's question is very simple. To explain the question very simple. The Gemara asked the question, why by land does the seller write the document? And why by Kedushin does the buyer write the document? Right? The buyer's husband. So the Gemara says, because by land it says selling, and by Kedushin it says buying. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. There's an expression of buying even by land. And there's an expression of giving even by Kedushin. The Pasuk said, I gave my daughter.
Right.
The one Pasuk says, the man takes a woman. Another Pasuk says, the father gives his daughter. Just like by selling, you have expression in the Pasuk of selling and buying. By Kedushin, you have giving and taking. So again, the Gemara's question goes back to the original question. Why by land does the seller write it? And why by Kedushin does the buyer write it? And you can't answer me because the Torah says here buying and here selling, because the truth is, in both cases, the Torah uses both expression. By land, the Torah says selling and buying. And by Kedushin, the Torah says taking and giving. So the Gemara's original question remains, why by Kedushin does the man write it? And why by selling land does the seller write it?
Isn't it Shtar, Promissory Note?
No, it's not. No. Ksub is a promissory note. A get is not a promissory note. A get means get out of here. That's what it means. Get out of here, right? It's not promising anything. When a man writes Kedushin, Harayat Mekudeshesli, he's not promising anything. It's a piece of paper that says, you are becoming Mekudeshes to me.
He is promising three things.
That's not to do. That's Chasene. It's not the Kedushin. The time of Kedushin, he promises him nothing. He has no obligations from Kedushin until the wedding. Unless if you postpone the wedding, then he's obligated from the time the wedding was supposed to be.
So the witnesses are naked.
Yeah, but the shtar is not a promissory note.
You still need the witnesses, right?
Even a document of selling is not a promissory note. The kinyan that you want to use the shtar to acquire land, all the guy writes is, I'm selling you my land. There's no, it doesn't have to be a negotiation of money. That's a separate issue.
I could see a special circumstances why the person would have to write it selling the land, though, I think.
Why?
Well, you pointed out, Rabbi, that the special circumstances only if you're taka broke. So if you're really broke, it should have to be written by the seller. It's like a testimonial that he's really in dire need of selling.
What do you need? Everybody knows he's broke. Doesn't matter.
No.
It's just my, are we stuck on the language of the psukim?
But that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer was
actually what's happening. What's happening is that by a land he's actually selling, and by a marriage he's actually taking.
No.
Or we're just questioning the lashon.
When you sell a land, there's a buyer and a seller.
Okay.
When you do kedushin, the father's giving, you're taking the girl.
It is that. So now we're just questioning the expressions of the psukim.
No, we're not questioning the expressions of the psukim.
Or actually,
we're asking the halacha, why by kedushin does the man write it, and by land does the seller write it?
No,
so the Gemara answers, because that's the expression of the psukim.
But that's not what's actually happening.
But the Gemara says it's not the expression of the psukim. Because by selling land, you have selling and buying expression in the pasuk, and by kedushin, you have giving and taking.
Yeah, but you mentioned
and the man taking when he's getting married.
No, kedushin it means.
In Kedushin, the man is taking.
Yeah, but not marriage. It's Kedushin.
Couldn't you easily argue that it can't be Yakov, that it has to be Yikov?
Why?
Because if you don't have Nekudos, and you're going to have the word Yikov, people
thing
are going to assume the more natural word is Yikov.
How do you know?
Gemara would use a different word altogether.
How do you know?
I'm guessing. I took a shot.
Elam, so Rav answers like this. You know what? You're right. The Gemara is going back to the answer to the original question. The Rava says, you know what, you're right. The psukim are not really a proof. Because both psukim deal both ways. The Gemara says like this. Hilchas Ninu. This is halacha l'meshim Sinai. In other words, why by selling does the seller write? And why by kedushin does the man write? Because that's what God told Meshach Har Sinai. We only base it on the psukim. But the psukim are not a proof. Because the psukim do go both ways for both, so you can't have a proof in the pasuk. That's what he says. Hilchas Ninu. It's halacha l'meshim Sinai that this is the way it needs to be done. Okay. Vasmechin or Rabban Nakroi, the third, the chachamim just relied on the pasuk, or ibayisema, or I'll give you another reason. Because in regards to a field, it says for ekach a sefer hamikna. The buyer says, I took the bill of sale. Now, if the buyer says, I took the bill of sale, who wrote it?
The seller.
So Gemara says, therefore the seller writes it. Okay, this is the way the Gemara is answering so far. Now.
Can you say that one time?
What?
Because
the pasuk says I took the bill of sale. The buyer says I took the bill of sale. If the buyer says I took the bill of sale, who wrote it?
Seller.
Right. So they see the seller write.
And by yikach isha.
Over there it doesn't say that. Sigma says halacha l'meshim Sinai, and that's it.
But who's actually selling? By
the father. The father is selling his daughter.
I don't understand this last part.
What?
I understand what's significant is actually what's happening, or the lashon of the pasuk.
The end of the Gemara is it's not. There's a pasuk that says the buyer takes the bill of sale. Over there, speaking about clearly about the bill of sale, not about the selling. The bill of sale. The buyer says, "I took the bill of sale." That means who wrote it?
The seller.
Okay, that's all. That's the proof over there, why the seller writes it. But by Kedushin, it's not a proof. And Kedushin is the Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, that the man writes, the man does the Kedushin, the man gives the money, the man gives the shtar.
Even though he's the buyer.
Right. Right.
It's a chayk. It doesn't make it's the opposite.
It's not a chayk. It's called Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. It's not a chayk.
Why the seller writes it? There's always a typical Jewish answer. Why not?
It's the opposite of the way to buy land, for instance.
The opposite way of buying land?
That the seller would sell, would write. Over here, he's the buyer.
Legally, who writes the documents today?
I want to sell this cup. I read the contract.
Right, so?
And he's the one buying, and he's the one writing.
But by that, the fact that the Torah says, ki yikach, he takes, so the Gemara says, how does he take with a shtar? So he has to be the one to write the shtar.
But that's the opposite of buying a land.
Right, but I'm saying, that's what the Gemara is answering. By land, the primary thing is that the seller is selling. By Kedushin, the main thing is the man is taking. So therefore, he's the one that writes.
And if the father writes, it's not valid
for Kedushin. Wouldn't be valid. Okay, now let's start talking about Pesach.